This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We're giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million with our brand new game, Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Okay?
Ain't nobody showed up yet.
Where are all the smart people? Where are they?
Let me tell y'all something. Y'all can call Harvard and Yale if you want to. I'm ready.
And do what when we call them and say what?
Get anybody over there on the phone. Let's go.
All right, if you're from Harvard or Yale, please go to SteveHarveyFM.com right now to register. We need you, okay? We need you. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
Morehouse and Spelman. Get them on the phone. Let's go. Let's go. And I'm not talking about the students. I'm talking about the professors. Let's go.
What?
Well, we know you're smarter than Trump. We know that.
Come on, Kat. Give it to me. Come on.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russian.
Boy, if this isn't House of Cards, man. House of Cards for real.
This is it.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, now it's time, guys, for the Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationship, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, on more, just submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air like we're getting ready to do right now.
Yeah,
nephew.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right. Subject, my husband is a wimp. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 5 years, but my husband is missing a pee. He provides for the family and he professes his love for me, but he does not protect me like he should. Last month, a neighbor yelled at our son for going into his yard to get a ball. My husband and I went outside to see what was going on. I politely asked the neighbor not to yell at our child, and he began to yell and curse at me. I told my child to go inside so we could deal with the situation. My conversation with this man got heated, and he was using every curse word that he could think of. My husband stood there and didn't say a word. I continued to argue with the neighbor, and the crazy man lunged at me like he was going to hit me, but he missed. I turned toward my husband because I just knew he was about to step up and deal with this man. To my surprise, my husband was running back toward our front door and told me I needed to get in the house immediately and leave the neighbor alone. I was so outdone. The neighbor laughed in my face and called my husband a little bee. I was steaming mad at my husband, and I asked him how he could just leave me like that. He said he was going in the house to call the police. Since then, I've lost a lot of respect for my husband. I can't be with a man that doesn't make me feel safe and secure at all times. I never would have married him if I had known this. My neighbor is right. He is a little bee. So how do I get past this? Well, first of all, I don't know because this letter is wrong and crazy on so many levels. First of all, the neighbor should not have been yelling at your child. You were absolutely right. You and your husband absolutely right for going out there and letting him have it. Okay, well, you anyway, not your husband. But let me get this straight. You turned around and your husband was running back to the house without you? Huh? That is... It's just crazy. That's all I can tell you. I don't get where your husband was coming from with this. Yeah, he definitely left you out there, and he certainly shouldn't have. He should have never just stood there while the neighbor was disrespecting you like that and yelling at your son. He should have stepped up like a real man. And he could have shut it down. He could have just, you know, stepped in, took over the situation, checked the neighbor for talking to you crazy, for lunging at you and almost hitting you. Even if he didn't want to argue with the neighbor, but I don't see how he didn't want to at this point after yelling at his son and lunging at you. He should have taken you inside with him, then call the police. Or how about this? How about this? He could have whipped the neighbor's behind. How about that? Right then and there. All right? It seems like you would have preferred that, and I think people listening to the show and listening to this letter would have preferred that as well. So you need to have a serious come-to-Jesus meeting with your man and tell him that was unacceptable. He needs to step up or step out. Harpo, who is this man that I'm married to? Come on now. Yeah. All right. Come on, Jay. This is crazy.
Let me just say this. First of all, there were some rules that have been set down already.
Speak up.
Mm-hmm. There have been rules that were already set. This boy know that ball not supposed to go in that damn yard. He's been told several damn times.
Here we go.
Don't put the ball in the man's net in the next door neighbor's yard. Don't do it. What he go out there and do? Put the ball in the man's yard. Not a wife go out there and arguing with the man where the ball ain't supposed to be in the yard in the first damn place. You got two wrongs right here already.
Well, it's not the child's fault.
Already, Shirley. First of all men ain't fighters. All men.
Speak for yourself, Chase.
I'm one of them. I'm a trash talker. I'm a comedian. I'm going to give you a quick joke. And then if your husband took his ass in the house, you should have followed. The Bible says woman should follow the man. The man went in the house. He said, I'm through with it. No need me getting my ass whooped out here in front of my son and my wife. Now I'm missing days from work. I'm going to go in the house.
You are crazy right now. That man yelled at your son and he lunged at your wife, Jay.
Okay, here's what happened. I get an ass whooping. Oh, yeah. Say this man beat my behind. Now I'm missing days from work. Now I'm behind on my mortgage.
And
my
can I say this? Yeah. It sounds like that's exactly what would have happened.
Now my lights gonna get
happened.
Cut off. All because all I had to do was turn around and take my ass back in the house and shut this down. And while she's standing out there, she is so wrong. She's wrong on all the
courts. To drag you into this.
To stand out there and argue with a man is obvious. Here's the thing. When the husband walked that day, he sized it up real quick. Ball in wrong yard, kid arguing, wife out there arguing, man can whoop my ass. All right, I'm out. I'm going back in the house.
Jay.
She is wrong as she's as wrong as Trump was yesterday. It should have been. I wouldn't stay out there and argue with somebody who can whoop my behind.
Oh, God, Jay.
That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, God, Jay.
When the man turn around and walk, oh, well, let me go. My husband in the house. I'll deal with you later.
Jay, you got to protect your family. All right, listen, coming up, we're gonna hear more from the guys in this Strawberry Letter. Subject, my husband is a wimp. We'll be back. And so is Jay. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right,
Walt
here we
Disney
are.
Once said, all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. With that in mind, Disney Dreamers Academy invites 100 students every year to the Walt Disney World Resort for 4 days of networking, professional workshops, inspirational sessions, and, of course, some Disney magic. Past dreamers have gone on to do things like serve in the Obama administration, become recording artists, launch successful businesses, and beyond. Are you ready to propel your dreams into reality? Visit DisneyDreamersAcademy.com. That's DisneyDreamersAcademy.com to find out how.
For real. We are back. We're in the middle of the strawberry letter. The subject, my husband is a wimp. Let's recap for you. A young lady wrote in. She's been married for 5 years. Her husband, she says, is missing a P. What is that P? Well, he provides for the family. He professes his love for the family, but she does not feel protected by her husband, and here's why. Last month, a neighbor yelled at her son because her son's ball got into his yard. So she and her husband went outside to see what was going on. She said she politely asked the neighbor not to yell at her child, and he began to curse her out, the neighbor did. They got into a heated argument. The neighbor lunged at her, almost hit her. They're cursing back and forth. The husband's just standing there, and then she turns around. The husband doesn't say a word. She turns around and sees her husband running back to the house, and she's like, what's going on? Where are you going? He says he's going inside to call the police. All right. The neighbor laughed in her face, called her husband a little bee. Now the wife is upset. She's steaming mad with her husband. She's asking him, how could he leave her like that? She's saying she lost a lot of respect for her husband. She wants to feel safe and secure with this man at all times, and she never would have married him if she'd known this. Is the neighbor right? Is her husband a little bee? So how does she get past this? I mean, I gave her several options. I told her that her husband could have gone over there, checked the neighbor for talking to her crazy, for lunging at her. And if the man didn't want to argue, her husband, he could have, clearly taken her inside with him, not run away, and then call the police. Or he could have, commenced a whooping the neighbors behind. Jay, on the other hand, said the neighbor looked bigger than him, and when the wife saw her husband running in the house, she should have run right behind him. Because Jay is a trash talker, and he's a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a trash talker. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah. All right. So Tommy, it's on you.
All right. Normally I want to have fun and act a fool with the letter, because that's what I do. This one actually bothers me.
Yeah.
Because this is family, and this is your wife, and this is your son out there.
Yes.
And you leaving your family hanging, and you running inside. You done punked out on your kid. You done punked out on your... You actually wear the panties in the family. That's what you do, man. This is not good. If you're not a fighter, and that's not what you do, because personally, y'all already know me, we'd have been fighting in the front yard. But if that's not who you are, if you're not a fighter, first thing first, get your family in the house and make sure they safe. Then come back out here and try to have a civil conversation with this man so y'all don't have this problem no more. All of this behind a ball going in the yard is really, really stupid. But you got to make sure your family is straight. So to the wife, me personally, you need to sit your husband down. Y'all need to have a talk, because what happens when next time that there's an altercation somewhere, not necessarily next door, but anywhere? You gotta be assured that your man gonna stand up and make sure that the family is okay, and that's not what's happening right here. So I understand you being in the situation where you like, you don't know what to do, and I get it. You gotta have a talk with your man. He got a man up. But once you call me the little B, we're going to make a U-turn. I got to come back. The little B pulls me back out the house.
Yeah.
Okay? But I'm making sure my son is in the house. I'm making sure my wife is in the house. Matter of fact, once you lunged at my wife, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap, dude. You're not finna... My wife? You finna hit a woman, too? Come
right.
on, man.
And as women, besides love and commitment and all that, the reason we get married is for security. We want to feel safe. We want to feel secure, with our husband. That protection is a big part of it. All right. So you need to know that. And he did not handle that situation well. You're right. Everyone isn't a fighter. Jay said in his humorous way, everyone isn't a fighter. And if you're not... Mm-hmm. Take your woman inside with you. Don't leave her outside to argue with the neighbor.
Yo, man.
Man. Here's a quote, something real quick to tell y'all. We were in the Bahamas. Y'all know we went to the Bahamas a few weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take the kids on vacation. One of the lifeguards is telling everybody to get out of the lazy river. And I said, okay, can we go back to where we started, though, so we can be by our things, where we went in at? And this dude said, this is where y'all went in. This is where I said, no, man, this is not where we went in. And then he started arguing with my wife. And my wife is gone. Like, this is where we went in. And then I took over. Mm-hmm. And then she immediately let me know because she saw me going to another level. Hey, 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 your kid's here. Your kid's here. You're on your way. You on your way to another level. Let's stop. Mm-hmm. This is not that serious. We will walk around to where. So, you know, she always has to reel me back. It's not, you know, but mm-hmm. and that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be that your wife out here being the man at a house. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
That's one way, Jay.
But that's one way, Jay.
That's one way to deal with it.
What but you on said the other hand, Jay Anthony Brown.
But when you see that you're not going to win this fight, take your ass in the house. She saw him leave. Why she's still arguing with this man is unbeknownst to me.
Okay, so Jay,
yeah, you're going to be the neighbor and I'll be the couple. Okay,
dude. Okay.
You're going to be the man and the wife?
Can I be stupid now, girls? Can I be stupid now?
Yeah, of course. Do you, boo?
Okay. All right. What the hell is damn ball doing in my yard again?
Don't talk to us like that. You don't talk to us like that.
Who you think you is? You get your ball out of my yard. Tell your little punk son to go in the house.
You don't talk to us like that. It's just a ball. Baby. Okay. Baby, I'm going in the house.
You better go in the house. Take your punk ass in the house.
Baby, you can stand up there if you want to. I'm in the house.
You little old B. You little old B.
I'm going to be a B in the house.
you little old B.
Yeah, I'm a B in the house. I'm going to be a B in the house. Baby, come on in here.
Take your never head wife in the house with you, too.
What? All of that. All of that. We're going to be in our house. And let me tell you something, boy. If that ball ever go in that yard again, I'm going to beat your ass.
You telling the boy now.
All right, we got to go, guys. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at SteveHarveyFM.com or My Girl Shirley. All right, we'll be back with As Seen on TV right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.